WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful people. It's your girl Riley Hart here, back with another dose of Queen Energy. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that often gets pushed aside in the hustle and bustle of life. Self-care rituals. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like a hamster on a wheel, constantly going but never truly getting anywhere? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and your energy levels are plummeting faster than a politician in a scandal? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can change that. And it all starts with intentionally carving out time for ourselves, for some serious self-love action. Think about it. Just like you wouldn't neglect your car and expect it to run smoothly, your mind and body need regular maintenance. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. It's about building consistent practices that nourish your soul and help you thrive. So, let's get down to business. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to self-care rituals. 1. Listen to your body. Your body is constantly communicating with you, sending subtle, and sometimes not so subtle, signals about what it needs. Are you feeling drained, stressed, anxious? Take a step back and ask yourself, what does my body need right now? Maybe it's a good night's sleep, a healthy meal, or some gentle stretching. Learning to decipher those cues is the first step towards prioritizing your well-being. 2. Find your tribe. We are social creatures, and connecting with others who support and uplift us is essential for our mental and emotional health. Surround yourself with people who make you feel good about yourself, who celebrate your successes, and who offer a listening ear when you need it most. Remember, strong friendships are like a safety net. They catch you when you fall and help you bounce back stronger. 3. Unplug and reconnect. In today's hyper-connected world, it's easy to feel constantly bombarded by information and notifications. Give yourself permission to disconnect from technology regularly. Put down your phone, turn off the laptop, and engage with the real world. Go for a walk in nature, read a good book, or simply spend time in silence. These moments of quiet contemplation can be incredibly restorative. 4. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about sculpting a six-pack, although that's awesome if it happens. It's a powerful tool for managing stress, boosting energy levels, and improving your overall mood. Find an activity you genuinely enjoy, dancing, hiking, swimming, whatever gets you moving. Remember, even a 10-minute walk can make a difference. 5. Celebrate the small wins. Don't wait for major milestones to celebrate your accomplishments. Take time to acknowledge and appreciate the small wins along the way. Did you finish that project at work? Nailed that presentation? Cooked a delicious meal? Celebrate those victories, big or small. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's a Friday night, you've had a long week, emails are piling up, and your social calendar is overflowing. You're tempted to just curl up on the couch and binge watch Netflix. But instead, you remember those self-care rituals we talked about. You put on some relaxing music, light a scented candle, draw yourself a hot bath, and add a few drops of essential oils. As you soak in the warm water, you take deep breaths, letting go of the day's stress. Maybe you even read a chapter of that book you've been meaning to get to. Sound good? That's self-care in action, a mini vacation for your mind and body, right in the comfort of your own home. It's about choosing yourself, even when life gets busy. Remember, beautiful souls, taking care of yourselves isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to handle whatever life throws your way. So, what's one self-care ritual you can implement starting today? Maybe it's that relaxing bath we just talked about, a 30-minute walk in nature, or simply taking 5 minutes to meditate. Whatever it is, commit to making it a part of your daily routine. And remember, you're awesome. Go out there and shine bright. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of Queen Energy and let me know what self-care ritual you're trying out in the comments. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.